Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome to another reality show where, by golly, anything can happen, and usually does. I'm your host, Golden Hawk, and I'm feeling pretty different this evening. Most of you who have, you know, followed the show know that just recently this weekend I had I completed and put on promoted Almeen, and we did a New York pod, clearly in New York City, and it really has created quite the energy around me. Now, I know that the goddess Sophia has a tremendous following. Literally 20 seconds ago, Christina called me up. She is over a long-term client of her house. There was an emergency. She literally called me and said they need to take her client to the hospital. I didn't ask for explanations. It wasn't a time for explanations. I went, go. So I literally had, you know, the choice within last minute, the last 60 seconds, to cancel the show tonight, and decided, nope, I don't want to cancel the show tonight. For the last 2 weeks, I haven't done my show, whether because of a pre-tape or because I replayed a pre-tape, and truth is, I miss you guys. I miss you guys, and, you know, there's lots of stuff going on, and, you know, I'm not quite sure what to do with this. So for now, what I figured I would do is kind of tell you some of the things that that Almeen was sharing with us. Now, what's so interesting is, of course, I still have that interview. I mean, we could play the Almeen interview again, but, God, 3 weeks in a row. I mean, I'm thinking that might be a little much. For everybody who, if you're not on the computer, Christina is with a long-term client. She had a physical emergency that she had to take this person to the emergency room. I didn't ask for any specifications because she literally just called me to say she couldn't do the show. So I'm sorry to disappoint you. I'm also disappointed. Because I'm sitting here with a microphone going, I've got 2 hours to play with this, and I'm not quite sure what I'm going to do with it. So, you know, I would love it if somebody wants to call up and have a conversation with me. Perhaps Trish, my little navigator on the computer. Hello, Trishy.
I'm right here.
Yeah, we are clearly looking for a little, you know, you can throw me the life preserver. Looking for conversation.
Well, I would love to talk about the sound elixirs.
Oh, the sound elixirs.
I've been playing them, and they are so awesome.
Okay, so first let's let everybody know, okay, we're going to be shifting gears. I mean, in all honesty, I would love to promote Sophia's work. If you can, do me a favor, while I'll talk about the sound elixir. Let's just get up, at least on the chat room, anything that's going on with Sophia right now, or at least her website. I appreciate that. And then definitely, we're going to kind of switch gears a little bit and talk about Almeen and her work, because Almeen's work is, from both me and Trish's perspective, we have been kind of diving into the I Am class. We had the New York pod, the 18 sound elixirs came out, and I've had my personal sound elixir for over 2 months now. These sound elixirs are really, they're really quite amazing in their ability. Here's the point of the sound elixir. It cancels out illusion in people's life. Now, the 18 sound elixirs are about canceling out the illusion of disease. All disease, if by listening to this incredible music. Hey, Almeen actually said we could play these on the show. I'm wondering if I can get this played. I should have downloaded some of the elixirs. I will do that for next week. Maybe you can see if you can download
it. I've got them on my computer.
Well, I have them on my computer, too. I don't know how we're going. You know, there's a way that you can put them actually into Blog Talk Radio because I don't want it to be distorted. Ah, spiritual pilot. Thank you. Yes, indeed. Everybody also, let's definitely send our energy and our focus and our love to, I'm not sure the person's name. I think it was Nancy that Sophia's staying with.
Right.
I honestly don't know what happened to her. So, and I know you guys all follow Sophia. So Sophia and Chris and John, I would imagine, are with them as well, sending our love to Nancy. We should send them sound elixirs. Tell them about the sound elixirs.
Yeah.
So, okay, so wait a minute. Now, there is a website, if you could put up angelsoundhealing.com.
I can.
That is it's like the main web page for Almeen sound elixirs. Well, I can tell you, let me tell you my personal experience, and then, Trish, I want you to share with us your personal experience of the elixirs. Yeah. Because as soon as I heard about the sound elixirs, I personally have resonated with sound as a healing modality for many years. I've been holosyncing for 8 years. I had an experience where I popped out of my crown during the crystal bowls that a gentleman was playing as we were toning to. I've just always had a kind of innate understanding that sound affects the physical. My physical being is affected by sound. I've always known that, and I've played with it, and I have found, when Almeen came out on one of her radio shows and said, I'm doing a personal sound elixir, it took me about 14.9 seconds to get to the website and sign up for it. I just knew it was something I wanted because I resonate with sound healing. So anyways, this is how the elixirs have personally worked for me. I was very addicted to drama, and if I didn't have like a personal relationship in my life, a significant other, I would be addicted to my friends' dramas. I would be addicted to clients' dramas, and last but not least, I would be addicted to reality TV's dramas, and I would literally feel it in myself, and I'd go, okay, I need some drama. And I'd turn on the TV and I would watch either The Housewives or I'd watch MTV's Real World. And I would just kind of get my fix of watching people argue and watching people be nasty to each other. Since having the elixirs, I had them for about 3 to 4 weeks. First of all, I have not watched a single reality show, but here's what's really interesting about this. I put the reality show on, and I swear to goodness, the TV show felt like people scraping their fingernails against the chalkboard. Watching people argue had a tremendously different effect on me than prior to the sound elixir. I mean, I just quickly turned it off and went, okay, that no longer feels good. I mean, I really saw that for what it was, which was people not being in their presence, but people being in the illusion of blame and the illusion of guilt and the illusion of, you know, just all that arguing. I don't even want to diagnose it anymore. I just know it does not resonate for me to be around that anymore. And I'm telling you, my friends, the sound elixir, the personal one is like 2.5 to 3 minutes long. Well, even the 18 sound elixirs that she made, it's like you don't get tired of hearing it. I have listened to probably over 1,000 hours of my personal sound elixir, which is literally 2.5 minutes long. And it's just like this, you can feel a presence beyond this dimension in the sound elixirs. I mean, it's multiple layers of Almeen speaking, Almeen singing, Almeen speaking in different languages. Paul Downs does this amazing background music, whether it's with bells or bowls, or it's just a harmonic masterpiece. They are literally channeled directly from the divine, and the whole purpose of these sound elixirs are it balances out our white light and our dark light, which is some of the work that we did in New York, which when you learn about white light and dark light, you recognize that it cancels each other out. And when it cancels each other out, what's left underneath is there's no illusion. It's what's real. And life underneath the illusion is very much beautiful and harmonious and exquisite. It's like, you know, I've already spoken with Almeen. I am getting up on my personal website, not my Blog Talk Radio website, but my personal website, promotion of these elixirs. I highly recommend the 18 sound elixirs. If you buy all 18 at once, are less than $20. I highly recommend them. In fact, let's take this over to Trish, who just recently purchased her 18 sound elixirs. Trish, what has your experience been with these incredible tools? By the way, people, these are alchemy tools. I mean, alchemy is like Merlin and Saint Germain, people that turn, you know, most people think of alchemy as turning lead to gold. These personal sound elixirs turn our lives from the chaos of illusion to the harmony of a reality that's so exquisite. It's beyond words, but you'll experience it from within to without. Trish?
Yes.
Okay, so can you share with us your experience with the sound elixirs?
Well, I've only had my sound elixirs for probably right around a week, and I can't say anything bad about it. I have been listening. There were days where I get up in the morning and I just pop it on my media player, and it just plays in the background while I'm busy doing my work, you know, just around the house on the computer, and you cannot listen to them enough. And I've just had some amazing changes within myself from just listening to them, and it just makes you feel so much better. There's no, what's the word that I want? It just makes you feel good.
It does. It really does.
And
it even sounds good while it's you know, it's like, imagine a medicine that is so effortless and so beautiful that it, I mean, and I'm talking, this is not like Western medicine where it's just working on the symptoms. I'm talking it cancels out illusion out of our lives. You can't even really comprehend that. I'm actually downloading one right now, so keep talking because we're going to have these sound elixirs up.
Well, for me, I also, the first, like, two or three nights that I had this music, I had been listening to it all day long, and then I burned it to a CD, and I have a CD player that I listen to at night with headphones in my ears, and I popped it in there, and I was listening to it through my headphones as well, and it just was, it was a very interesting experience, and I felt like I was maybe having some, you know, out-of-body experiences. I felt almost like I was in a different realm, and it just was very, very interesting. It's been a very interesting week with them, and I'm looking forward to, I want to get my own personal elixir and continue to just enjoy the sweet sounds, because it's just very calming. There's something very peaceful about the whole elixirs.
Yeah, there really is. I mean, they're like at it, because a lot of people have commented, if you go to the Angel Sound Healing page, the comments and the testimonials that are coming from these elixirs, you know, it's changing people's lives. I mean, this beautiful music is changing people's lives. I am just personally, you know, in awe that we could have this kind of experience. Truly, truly.
Absolutely.
Sophia is not here tonight because the person who she was staying with in Providence, Rhode Island, had some sort of emergency, and literally 60 seconds before the show told me that she was going to be taking her to the emergency room. I'm just answering Katie Mack. I'm not sure who Katie is, but that's why she can't be here tonight. And we are all sending our love to Christina's friend. I believe her friend's name is Nancy. So, sorry, just read that, so I thought I'd throw that in. Okay, continue. Two successful uploads. Let's see if this shows up on my switchboard.
Yeah, that'd be cool if you could play one.
Yeah, I'm working on it. I think I'm still having issues over here. I don't think it showed up, but wait a minute. Oh, here, okay. Oh, it's still processing. Okay. So, okay. Yeah. It's so funny. I had some questions I wanted to ask Almeen tonight. I wanted to ask Sophia tonight about Kundalini rising and stuff. And, we've got a full chat room going here, and I know all you guys want to hear Christina and Sophia. I literally had, the chance to cancel the show. I didn't want to cancel the show. I haven't done my show in a while, and I'm just completely unprepared. I do appreciate, if anybody wants to share a thought, come on the air. Maybe they've had experiences with sound healing or anything. We should kind of just have this be an open mic night almost. Somebody wants to come on the air and share something, that would be great. We have a caller, but your hand isn't up, so I get that you don't want to talk, and thank you for putting the phone number up.
Go ahead.
I'll take some.
Why don't you share a little of your experience from the pod?
I can share. I'll be honest with you. I don't know how many of you guys have done Almeen's pods, but you go really deep down the rabbit hole. I can almost share with you my reaction to those experiences because it is extraordinary what you go through. And yet, you don't feel any different when you're in the pod. It feels very much like, this is what we're doing today. We're working on dark light and white light, and we're working on, I can tell you, okay, certain things. This is what she said about the Twin Towers. She said that the Twin Towers were called the Twin Towers of Arrogance, that the reason for the Twin Towers going down was, and again, my friends, clearly this is Golden Hawk and not Almeen, but there was it was a trinity. It was Dream Master. Dennis, call in. Let's chat. It was based on a trinity. The towers went down because of blood, gold, and high emotion. When you have there was a lot of there was a lot of gold at the bottom of the Twin Towers. Now, I know that there was, like, banking and mortgages, but I'm getting the feeling it was actually gold. Gold tablets were at the bottom of the Twin Towers, and when the blood from the people who were in the towers went onto the gold and there was a high emotion behind it because it was the Twin Towers, such a significant hi, Dennis. Such a significant, landmark in New York, it literally created an alternate reality. Because there were also these major tunnels that were underneath not only the Twin Towers, but actually every major city in America, I believe in 40 countries, there's something called HAARP, HAARP, which is black light technology that it's basically used for mind control, but it's not just mind control, it's actually emotions it controls. And the work that we did at the pod in New York City was essentially we raised our white light high enough to cancel out HARP around the world. Now, to be honest, there was a lot of situations going on with the pod. I mean, even Almin was saying that she had never felt such a, well, I won't say never. She wasn't used to feeling this bombardment of negative dark light. I won't call it negative. She calls it dark light. And she said the reason why she knows is when she's in no mind, there's a bliss and an innocence that is accompanied by when your mind is beyond chatter. And this dark light was affecting her innocence, and she could sense that there was tension in her muscles, and that's a space that she's not she does not normally have tension in her muscles, and in New York she did. It was some really powerful stuff. I know that the purpose of the towers falling was Sirius, which is, you know, another planet in another system, was like our polar opposite to Earth. And Sirius, from what I've read, even from the Benjamin Krem stuff, Sirius is like a super enlightened planet. And every time, because they were our polar opposites, every time they became more enlightened, it actually put Earth into a dissension. And so what these dark beings, these serpent gods, what they were doing when the collapsing of the towers, they were trying to kind of put us into a dark space. But what had ended up happening is we disconnected from Sirius, so now every time Sirius ascends, it doesn't mean that we're going to descend. And, you know, again, my friends, you should listen to Almin on her radio shows. Clearly, she is the master of this wisdom. But here's something that's pretty interesting. I don't know how many people out there do this, but if you're not driving a car, if you take your hands, like the palms of your hands, and you push them, you know, not hard, but put them on your eyes and kind of put some pressure on your eyes. Now, I have done this, you know, for several reasons, you know, whether it's just because I'm rubbing my eyes or because, you know, I tend to kind of play with, you know, the within part of myself. If I push on my eyes, I would see these geometrical kind of light show going on where after, you know, a few seconds, it'll stop being dark, and I would have these, like, all different shapes that looked like they were kind of flashing and moving. And, you know, it was, you know, that's just kind of what I would see when I would press on my eyes. Well, today, out of nowhere, I pushed my eyes, you know, in, and I no longer have that within my being. I now have this, like, paisley looking pattern. I don't know what it is. I have a feeling, you know, or I should say I'm hoping it's maybe I'm seeing in one of these libraries that Almin and all the oracles can see. Because I know Almin's goal for us was to, we wanted to raise our frequency 76 levels. That was what it was, enough to cancel out the HARP frequency. What she told us on the last day was it wasn't going to happen while we were in pod, but actually, divinely guided, she's been to a pod. Okay, so you get what I'm trying to say. what ended up happening after, somebody's got their hand up too, good. What ended up happening after pod was that we were going to alchemize our light frequency, and we weren't going to go up 76 levels. We actually went up 1,056 levels, which is truly amazing. Okay, 441, you're on the air. Is this Toronto or Divinely Guided?
No, this is England.
Oh, hi, England. Who am I talking with?
This is Spiritual Pilot.
Oh, hi. How are you?
Not so bad. And yourself?
You know, I'm hanging in there for somebody whose guest canceled on the last second. So how are you?
Just give me a second. I've just got it coming through the wrong speaker here. Just give me a quick second to change the settings.
No worries.
I didn't think I'd be doing this. That should be better.
Okay.
Hello, can you hear me?
I can.
No, it's not right. It's not there still. Just a minute. Would you believe I've just changed the settings because I've just done the show and I didn't. Just carry on speaking because.
Okay. I'll just keep talking about the New York Pod as best as I can, and then what I'll do is. Do you want me to mute you or stick with you? Is it going to be – because I'm not quite sure what you're doing. Do you want me to come back in like 5 minutes?
No, I'm there now. Just a second.
Okay, no worries. So
I'm there now.
You're there now? Okay.
Yeah, okay, fine.
So, you do a pretty deep radio show too, if I'm correct, right? I believe you're on Blog Talk Radio as well.
Yes, we are. Cast of 12. And I, we're just on the show tonight, the first one. For the last 6 weeks, we just had a rest, just doing a little bit too much. And the council said, well, enough. You've got to move home. You've got to change energies, integrate to the new energies, 999.
Okay.
And you've got to move home. So I moved home 2 weeks ago, and I'm just getting it all set up. And tonight was the first show back, and it was great to be back on the radio, actually. And then... somebody just sent me a chat saying, Sophie's not in there. Why don't you just go and see if the council would want. So I asked the council, and they said, yeah, get in there by all means. The more people know about the council's message, the more people that can be helped.
Okay, well, to be honest, we got to kind of run this by the human here. yeah, because I'm not sure what the council, I just want to make sure that I resonate with this. So if you could tell me and the listeners who don't know, that would be fabulous.
Right, the Council of 12 are 12 Ascended Masters. They consist of, I only know 7.
Okay.
Lord Jesus Christ, Kuan Yin, Archangel Michael, I forgot the rest. You put me on the spot, actually. Paramahansa Yogananda, Saint Germain, and there's quite a lot, actually. And there's 12 of them. So that's the main ones that I... Oh, Metatron and other ones. That's the ones that I channel on the radio show.
Okay.
So
you channel
radio,
4 of them?
I channel whoever comes through. Sometimes it could be the council as a whole... as a group, and they don't tell me. They just said we are the council, or there could be an individual one coming through, and they will tell me at the beginning of the message or the consultation or the philosophy, or they could tell me at the end, or I'll know by the energy they represent themselves to me. Sometimes if it's Mother Mary, I will just go to bits after. You won't get anything out of me for at least 2 minutes later. 2 minutes after I stopped channeling, because the energy is like, wow, it just opens my heart chakra up. The council and Goddess Sophia did a double act. The last show I did was with Sophia, and the council came in and Sophia came in, and they had a conversation for 10 minutes. It was unbelievable.
Okay.
It was her... and it was a council talking between each other about spiritual things. And it was like, wow, it would knock your socks off.
Okay. I mean, you have to understand, because I've seen your show, the thing, but I have never heard it. So, I mean, of course, I'm getting, you have many fans here, and they're fans of Almin as well. So thank you so much for the council showing up. if you're open to doing this, I would love to. Do they converse, or is it just they channel in and we listen?
They converse. They
awesome.
I mean, if somebody wants to ring up with not a stupid question like how's my sex life or how's my love life or stuff like that, they don't take prisoners. They're very similar to Goddess Sophia. It's buckle up and put your seatbelt on. Because they don't take prisoners. And they've got a great sense of humour, but they don't answer every question. Sometimes they let you answer it yourself, or they'll point you in the right right direction, or they bring it through in a different way that you never thought about, or they'll talk about philosophy.
Okay.
It's open to them. I'm just their instrument. Well, I'm not
that.
Just their instrument. We are both instruments for each other.
Okay, I honor what you just said, and I don't tend to ask silly questions. I'm a pretty deep being, and so if you want to bring them on, that would be. I don't know. Is there a protocol? Do you need a few minutes to create this, or?
No, actually, it's very similar. It's very like a flick of a switch. If somebody ask a question, and it takes about 10 seconds to actually get back into them, and then they might lead in slowly, or they might just come in with a force lightning.
Okay.
No idea what will happen.
Okay. Well, I, to be quite honest, I have no idea what will happen either.
Neither do I.
Yeah, Kimmy, I was thinking that. That's exactly what I'm going to do. One of my friends in the chat room, I actually had a Kundalini question for Sophia. I would love to share it with the council.
Okay. Now, if somebody wants to ring in, they will answer the voice vibration rather than question in the chat room. They like to hear the people's voice. They work on that as well. So if you get someone to ring in rather than a chat room question, that's fine.
Okay. So I don't know. If anyone wants to ask a question directly, the number to call in is 646-929-2084. And... if not, you're leaving me to play with the Council of 12.
Okay.
Yeah.
Play with clay.
Okay.
Play with clay.
Play with clay.
So I've gone quiet.
Yes.
Sorry. I was waiting for you, that's all.
Oh, you're waiting for me to ask a question?
Well, yeah, well whatever, yeah.
Well, I don't know. Like, Sophia normally comes in and introduces herself. That's kind of what I was, again, I'm not prepared. So.
Right, we don't do that. We don't just introduce ourselves. What we do is, if somebody asks a question, then it goes on from there. Unless
okay.
The council come in and give the philosophy, that's fine. Like, this is a new ball game for me, because... I just feel that it was right to ring in, and it's just new, because it's getting your listeners to hear the council. It's getting the council to use me in a different direction, not what I'm used to normally. So I'm here as well. It's okay. Okay, ask the question.
I'll ask a personal question. This is something I'd like to know. Recently, I've been around a lot of talk about Kundalini rising, and I was wondering, you know, I'm not sure if my Kundalini has risen all the way to the top of my crown. I know I've had experiences through my crown, but I'm not sure if it's, because I could actually be at a place where my chakras are unified. I'm just kind of curious about any information given to me about my chakras and the Kundalini rising.
Okay. There will be a time when the Kundalini will come into rising in all people, for it is the right thing to rise. The instrument had his Kundalini rising before he even knew about it. We tell one thing at the moment. When the Kundalini rises, you will definitely feel it. There will be a warmth through all your body, but many people feel it in different ways. Sometimes it is not accessible for the Kundalini to rise because the people have not worked on their chakras, for every chakra must be worked on. For the energy, the ball of fire, must spin in the right direction in every chakra, for it is the spinning that helps it to go through to the next chakra. If you have a ball of light coming from the base chakra into the next chakra, into the chakra after that, if the ball is spinning in the wrong direction, it will put the energy back down into the base chakra. Do you understand this?
I do.
So one must work on all chakras. The best thing to work on all chakras is what we would call the meditation process. Obviously, you understand about meditation, and so do most of your listeners. But there are different forms of meditation. Guided meditation is a no-no. But a meditation where you work on each and individual chakra by bringing the energy from down below, from what we call the base chakra, bringing it straight up to the next chakra, to the chakra after, to seeing all chakras spinning in the right direction. It doesn't matter if you felt anything in this department. If you have, congratulations. For once, if you become a master, like all masters have done in the past, they bring the energy through all chakras into the crown chakra. And when the crown chakra opens, you will probably see a 1,000-petal lotus, which will open up. We call this the Christ consciousness. When this happens, you will have the Christ consciousness. Everybody who attains this manner through meditation will become, sooner or later, a master in their own right. The Kundalini energy is unbelievable. You cannot mistake it when it rises. It is the difference from eating a peanut butter sandwich to eating a chicken sandwich. You will feel, you will taste, you experience the difference. Does this make it easier on you now?
Well, indeed. I kind of know this. I guess there's doubt in me that it has happened, but I know that my Kundalini has risen. It's so amazing how I play with doubt. I don't know why I play with doubt, but I do.
Well, then what we would say was get the doubt out of your mind.
Indeed.
For if you play with doubt, you become doubtful yourself.
Yeah.
You should know, because of what you talk about in your shows and the books you've read and the people you speak about, what you think about, you become. You play with something, you become that something. You play with clay. You mold the clay into a certain project. You put all your energy into that project. What you concentrate on, you become. You concentrate, although in your own words you say you play, playing and concentrating the same thing in our dimension. What you play with and concentrate, you become. So please, fear not, but remove the doubt from your mind. Let the positivity come in, like flowers being brought that are freshly brushed, freshly cut, the smell of cut grass. Let it come. Let it excite your aroma, your nostrils. Let all this come to you. Play with the clay. Do not play with the doubt. For if you play with the doubt, once again, we will remind you, you will become doubtful. There is no room for doubt in the spiritual path. None at all.
Thank you. Indeed. Indeed. Now, we had a caller, and then they dropped out of the line. They had their hand up. Dennis, are you going to call in? If you do, you're queued up, so feel free to call in. And you don't want to take... You don't want to take questions from the chat room if they have them in the chat room?
I'd rather them call in, but if someone's got in the chat room, we'll go for it.
Okay, wait. Goldie, does Mother God is the same Mother God that talks to Almeen? I'm not sure. Candy, I understand your question. I know my feelings, and just a moment, Council of 12. Who Almeen works with is the infinite. It is my feeling it is the infinite and the creator of all that I experience and all that is. So I believe that is, you know, you would personally have to know that experience yourself to truly understand that. Do you not understand question, Candy? Oh, sorry, I'm reading the chat room. So what I would like to do is, if there's nobody on the switchboard, nobody has their switchboard up right now, what I would like to do is, Council of 12, you're absolutely, I invite you to stay. I've downloaded some of the sound elixirs that I want the people to hear. In fact, why don't we listen to it, and then you can tell me your experience after you hear the sound elixir. Does that sound okay? Because it's a couple of minutes long.
Okay, fine.
Okay. All right, everyone. I'm going to play the first track of the 18 Sound Elixirs. It's called Joyful Dragon. Enjoy. Enjoy. This is truly a healing experience. Everybody know what this is, what the angel sound healing, what she says about Joyful Dragon. The song, the description of the song is, it's designed to break stasis and stagnation and is ideal for fluid retention in bodily systems that circulate fluids. It affects moods in a positive way, bringing in inspiration, joy, and optimism. The principle of this song, in the alchemical potencies of light and tone, this musical elixir consists of pinkish-purple tones that promote flow and fluidity in our daily lives. To test the effectiveness of alchemy associated with this color, glasses tinted in the pinkish-purple color will immediately alleviate tension and restore lightness of being when worn. This color promotes the flow of the kundalini, I didn't even know that, associated with dragon energies. So that was Joyful Dragon. It is amazing. Council of 12, how did you enjoy that? Hello? Oh, I lost the caller. Okay, we have... Pilot is welcome. Oh, we've lost him. He's not even in the chat room anymore. Okay. Well, I guess we don't have our Council of 12 anymore. this is the night of, yes, he is no longer in the chat room or on the switchboard. So I'm curious if people would love to, you know, give me their feedback on the Sound Elixir. I'm personally in love with them. I mean, whether it's the 18 or the personal one. And just so you know, too, the personal Sound Elixirs, she makes them once for life. I mean, that you don't have to get them remade every couple of years, depending on what the illusion is going on with your life. It will adapt to whatever your frequencies are moving with, the white light and the dark light, and, you know, cancel out both lights. You know, I'm finding it very interesting that many of the light workers, you know, we're always promoting the white light. This is, Almin says, this is a white light cosmos, but we are being surrounded by three dark light cosmoses. And what's interesting is it's about canceling out both white and dark, and that there is an experience underneath that really is beyond the polarity of light and dark. I need to know about the wheels that come with them and how to use them. Well, I know that in one of the, in fact, I got it. One of the ways you can buy the Sound Elixirs is with, it's a type of Bell Vespita healing modality that goes with it. Because I was working with the pod and creating the pod, I have not actually looked at that yet. I have worked with the with the alchemical potencies of light cards, which are also on her site. They're not on the Angel Sound Healing site. You would find those on spiritualjourneys.com or the schoolofarcana.org. And it's literally alchemical equations that, to be quite honest, I utilized the equations to create the pod. And we were really quite successful. Is Kimmy still here? Healing Vortex is still here. Kimmy, I would love it if you came on and we could talk about the wheel we created that night. And I know you're tired too, though, so it's all good. I do have another. I have another elixir. I don't know. What do you think we should do, Kimmy? Should we play another elixir? Play. Tell you these elixirs really are. They're just beyond exquisite. Okay, this one is called Mountain Pond. And now, you think I should read about it? No, we'll play it first, and then I'll share what she says. Oh, wait, somebody has their hand up. Okay, wait, let's see what this person wants. Hi, 406, you're on the air.
Yeah, this is Robin in Montana, Goldie.
Hi, how are you?
Hey. Oh, man, I can't answer that.
Robin was in the New York pod.
Yeah. And I'm loving it that you're playing the elixirs tonight. That's great. I haven't found where you find out what they do.
Okay, I can actually help you with that. You're at the computer right now, or are you just on the phone?
I'm on the computer, but I have it turned down, so I can...
Yeah, no, I honor that. If you go to angelsoundhealing.com...
Yeah.
There's a link. That's where she's promoting these. She's selling them on many sites, but this is the promotion of the elixirs. It has an elixir link at the, you know, on the top of the page. There's, you know, home elixirs, testimonials. If you go to elixirs, it'll say what each one it represents.
Okay, thank you. Of course. That's the last time I looked there, so.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I think something was going on for a while. Rogier had not. They had put them up, and then they had taken them down. I'm not quite sure why they took them down, but I know that they are indeed back up. So.
Funny thing though, and I want to know what you think.
Okay.
My cat. You know what she said about the cats? Or cats had a magic done on them that they made people sick, but that was lifted or removed.
Correct.
Well, when I got home, my cat was limping, and I'm limping now, too. I can hardly walk.
Really?
My feet are just so sore just from I walked around the airports a lot, but nothing more than like I did at any other time in my, you know. It's just strange. I went to, well, I know I have a lot of options, Belbas, Ptah, et cetera. It's just very strange.
Well, and there is also one directly for the animal kingdom. But you know what's interesting that you say? Because I can tell you that me and my cat, now also, because me and Kim talked about this. Kim also has a cat. And so we were talking about this. She did tend to make me feel that she was talking about families with multiple cats, like four or more cats, that there was some kind of energy draining going on between the humans and the cats.
Mm-hmm.
But I can tell you that one of the things, and this is just like my personal awareness, that one of the things I got is that our pets don't have egos, okay? So from that perception, they're just like, for me, they're this unconditionally loving being. But what happens is because I connect with my cat, you know, I stroke her and I pet her and I pour myself into her. She is the reflection of me from the unconditional perspective.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because I definitely, like, my Dakini has had, that's my cat's name, she's had a cyst on the side of her neck for a while, and I kind of went into myself and said, okay, should I take her to a vet? And I got, no, that would literally aggravate it more, just leave it. I didn't get, you know, she's not in pain because of it. You know, I'm often rubbing on it, going, you know, trying to heal it or just going, what is this? What is this? What? And it's funny because I'll get on the same side of my neck a cyst. My cyst tends to come and go, but hers doesn't. But I really get the feeling that it's in my energy that this cyst shows up on her neck as well as mine. If I heal it in me, it'll go away in her.
Okay.
Now, that's just, again, you know, I love Almeen. I'm not Almeen. Not, you know,
my goal
is to be like Almeen. But
well, me too. And but I know, I knew you had a cat.
Right.
And I knew, so I thought you might have some insight. And that it's, I thought it was very strange that we were
both limping.
I was doing, yeah, we're both limping. And
yeah.
Who limped first? Did she give hers to me, or did I give hers to mine to her? And so who should I heal? Who should I do the healing for? Me, I suppose.
I would suggest, yeah, because I think the one thing I get from when I come home from Almeen's pot is it's all about do the work within and outside it
yeah.
will reflect.
Yeah, yeah. Right.
Indeed. But, I mean, because I forget, I don't, do you have, you have her books, that, what are the books on the joints? Is it your knee or your hip or?
Oh, the.
The 13,
oh, yeah.
And that's 13 in.
13 joints, I've done that once, yeah.
Yeah.
Once, so.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Any
I mean,
of them at any time, you can do any of those.
Absolutely.
You don't have to do them all, yeah.
No, and that's, thank you for saying that, because sometimes people seem to get a little overwhelmed with the work that she's bringing in, and, you know, it really is about, you can find one modality and really take it deeper. Her goal is that she's the scribe, but she wants us to take these modalities deeper. That is why she's doing the I Am course and the alchemy and the human potential. She wants us to really sink our teeth into them, so to speak, and experience in this dimension these modalities.
Yes. Yeah. I agree.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. That was all that was on my mind.
You're such a doll. Thank you so much for listening and calling in and just sharing yourself, Robin. You're beautiful.
Oh, you're welcome. My pleasure. And
yeah,
so.
This is hot. Thank you. I love our Almeen family. In fact, at 9 o'clock, I'm now going to start promoting her the books on my show. So, because
oh, good.
Yeah, because she's not doing the commercials anymore on her show, and I went, oh, I have 2 hours. I would be honored to do the commercials on my show. So,
mm-hmm.
So Hong Ann sent them to me, and there we have it.
Great idea.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'm just going to mute you, but you're welcome
okay.
to stay on. And
I think I'll hang up and turn you on the computer.
Okay, Robin. Many
all
blessings
right.
to you. Thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
Bye now. Okay, and 905 is back.
Yeah.
Let's see.
All right. Well, I'm just going to mute you, but you're welcome to stay on. And
okay, wait. I'm having troubles muting, and I'm hearing me on her.
Robin, many blessings to you. Thanks for calling.
You're welcome.
Hello?
What's going on?
Is that Dennis? Okay, I got her muted. I got you on. Dream Master's on the line. Yay,
hey.
Dream Master.
What's going on?
You want to, you have, okay, you don't want to stick around long, right? Because you have your...
I got stuff to do.
Stuff to do, okay, so...
Yeah, physical stuff.
Okay.
Physical responsibility stuff.
Okay, physical responsibility stuff. So what would you like to talk about, my friend?
Well... your earlier caller, was it Spirit Pilot?
It was Spirit Pilot.
And that was with Sophia, which was Divinely something?
No. Sophia was scheduled for the show tonight.
Right.
She's staying with a friend who had some sort of physical emergency. They're
okay.
Off to the hospital.
Okay.
Spirit Pilot showed up in my
right
chat room and...
Yeah.
Then he left.
Okay,
so
I hope everything's good with
her friend.
Yes.
Yes.
Who is Divinely Evanly?
Listen, you need to ask a question, love. Question pertinent or speak about something spiritual? If not, these are chat room questions you're asking me. So.
All right, I'd like to know more about this 12th Council.
Okay, well, that's another radio show, my friend.
The sound elixirs that you've been putting up.
Okay.
That was going to be brought into the show, and Sophia was, or is, she had to do with the communication with the pets, right, or not? I can't remember the exact upcoming show episode.
Sophia is she comes on monthly, and she just channels. Sophia is the channel from Christina Keene.
Oh, yes. Okay. I'm sorry.
Do you have a question? I mean, a personal, something you want to share? I thought you said you wanted to share about your dream states, or what did you write in the chat room?
Well, I was hoping that Spirit was going to still be on the line because I wanted to ask the council.
Okay, I get that. Okay.
Right. What what it was exactly involved in the existence and the future of the civilization of this planet. That's what I wanted to ask the council about. Right?
I would look up Blog Talk Radio, Spirit Council of 12, however you find the shows.
Right. But he's not there now anymore.
Well, and you knew that before you called. So did you have a question pertaining to anything we've been talking about or something you wanted to share?
Yes.
Okay, what?
There was apparently a pod of Elmines in Toronto.
Yes.
And I was wondering how, did you have to initially, in order to be a part of the pod, did you have to go to the, is it initiation or something? Or is it something that you could just be a part of?
Yeah, no. Actually, the Toronto people, if I'm correct, they Skype. They do meditational shows, radio shows. MLB. I don't remember Christine's radio show, but I can get you that information.
All right.
Tricia, I don't know if you remember her... her website, or Healing Vortex. Kimmy, I don't know if you remember it. Anyways, the way to get to a pod, essentially, you follow Elmine's work. If you resonate with it, you pay for the amount it costs to go into. The Toronto pods are five-day intensives, and they cost $1,000. But I believe if you pay in advance to a certain date, you can get it. You can pay $900. You save 10%.
All right, so this is only like a yearly thing? or
No, the Toronto pod is actually coming up. If you go to Spiritual Journeys, ELM, very good, Kimmy. ELM, if you type in those letters in Blog Talk Radio, ELM, that's the name of their radio show. And you can get into the radio show, which is actually a group meditation. They do, I believe it's every 2 weeks. It might be every week, but I think it's every 2 weeks. And if you go to spiritualjourneys.com, if you go to Almeen's classes with Almeen, it'll tell you when where she's going to be. I mean, she's, you know, literally all over the world. But
right.
I believe Toronto is coming up. They have not done the Toronto pod yet.
Oh, they have not?
No.
Oh.
And they're open until the day, I mean, you can go. If you have the money, you can go.
Okay, I didn't realize that. All right. So I guess that was my question, and
okay.
It has been answered.
Cool.
Thank you very much, Goldie.
You're welcome, Dennis.
All right, have a good evening.
All right, thanks, you too.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Okay, so he's hanging up, so that will do that. Okay, we're going to play another sound elixir because, oh, by golly, they just feel good. Okay, actually, it's 9 o'clock. Let's do some promos for Almeen. Look, I'm just so excited, all things Almeen. All right, so let's do Gift of the Unicorns.
The Gift of the Unicorns is now available from Almeen. The magical book answers a question. Do mystical creatures like the winged horse Pegasus, mermaids, and giants truly exist? What is their roles, and how can they be called upon for assistance? In their own words, the unicorns reveal where they went during the ages of darkness, their heroism in preserving purity and innocence, their golden shoes, and the secret mission they undertook for the mother of all creation. To receive your copy of this amazing book of sacred secrets, The Gift of the Unicorns, go to www.spiritualjourneys.com or call 502-499-0016 today.
Oh, duh. That's so funny. I heard the commercial and I'm thinking I'm on Almeen's show, that obviously Almeen was going to talk. Okay, one more commercial, then we'll play the elixir. I'm sorry, I'm just having too much fun over here. Way too much fun.
The world of mysticism has yet another reason to rejoice. Almeen has authored another manuscript of profound knowledge. It's entitled Opening the Doors of Heaven, Revelations of the Mysteries of Isis. Through a time travel tunnel linking Ireland and Egypt, Isis has sent a small group of masters to prepare for the day when the mysteries would once again be released to the world to restore balance and enhance life. They established the Order of the White Rose to guard the sacred objects and the secrets of Isis. In an unprecedented event heralding the advent of a time of light, these mysteries are released for the very first time. Packed with truly thought-provoking information, this book is bound to have an indelible impression on not only the reader, but on global New Age philosophy. To reserve your copy of this groundbreaking work, go to www.spiritualjourneys.com or call 502-499-0016.
Okay, here's an elixir. Let's listen to Mountain Pond. Now, someone, Candy just asked, in her diary, she has a royal crown. Was she royalty, Almeen? She was a countess. I don't believe she still holds that title, but anyone that knows Almeen clearly knows Almeen is royalty. I mean, she's an ascended master. She's a goddess. I can't even tell you. Everyone that I've spoke to that was on the pod, or, you know, in the pod, at the pod, you come home and it's really where you see how, oh, good girl, Healing Vortex, earthlightmissions.com. Thank you. When you come home from the pods and you're in back to your daily routine, it is truly when you see the difference in your awareness, in your consciousness. It's like I've been to workshops where, you know, they'll do a group meditation and I'll feel buzzing in my legs and in my spine and, you know, all sorts of things are going on and what I call the bells and whistles of meditation and energy work. And you come home and you're feeling good and then it, you know, it kind of slowly subsides. In Almeen's pods, there's no particular, at least from my experience, no particular bells and whistles per se. I never feel a tremendous, you know, a zap or a buzz or a zoom or a kaboom. But I come home, and I've only been to two. I've been to Tampa in May and New York in September, and everything is different. Everything inside of me is different. Like when I came home from Tampa, my two major aspects of myself that I recognized were different was that I had healed the fear of being in water where I couldn't see under my feet, and I had healed a body conscious issue where I could look in the mirror, clothed or naked, and genuinely love and adore myself. I mean, genuinely feel that which I feel for the beauty of a flower, that which I feel for the beauty of my cat. I mean, there was such an adoration that was genuine that I had for myself when I came home from the Tampa pod that it was truly remarkable. I also had a tremendous amount of confidence. It's funny because I know when Pilot was on, you know, I said that I had some doubt. And when I say I play with doubt, like me and Kim were talking tonight, I was like, I wonder if my Kundalini's rose or – I say play with doubt because when I came home, I literally had taken on the responsibility of bringing Almeen to New York from the standpoint of finding a venue and – promoting it and passing out flyers, and I never had doubt that our pod would not take place. And we were basically told that there were some number restrictions and certain requirements. When it came to bringing Almeen to New York, I had no doubt. I mean, no doubt. And my beautiful Trish from AWT Travel, she was instrumental in helping me, and Kimmy came with me, and we passed out flyers. I mean, everybody definitely stepped in that is drawn to this work. But I really say that I play with doubt because when it came down to creating the pod, I'm telling you, my confidence was just like, okay, let's create a pod. Okay, I'm going to do this. And it's not like I'm not really an event planner. I've done one other event 2 years ago, and I did pretty good, but it wasn't enough that I could just have this confidence. It was the pod being in Tampa that brought me that confidence. And what I'm noticing about New York is there is a tremendous sense of peace. I mean, we did a lot of work in New York canceling out dark light and white light. And it seems to me what's under the illusion is a sense of peace and like we had when we were kids. Like there's been an infant at the house that I nanny at, and I've just been looking into his eyes and just understanding that when we were infants, we kind of had, like, everything was so in the moment for us. You know, if we wanted something and we didn't have it, we cried. But if we had it, there's just this, like, giggle that an infant does that you can just sense their whole body is in total peace. They just really get being present without no mind. They're not conditioned yet. They're just open and exploring and journeying, you know, within the five senses as well as within the inside senses. And it is so incredible. I mean, 30 seconds before I went on the air tonight, you know, my guest canceled. I can tell you that, you know, all week I've been saying to myself, wow, I wonder what is going to happen with the show, because I've been in a place where I haven't wanted to talk. Kimmy and Robin, I know you guys get this because I definitely sense Dawn, she felt it as well. And then, you know, when Sophia and Christina had the emergency, you know, I had 30 seconds. I could have easily gone to my Blog Talk page and just canceled the show and typed in that there was an emergency, show got canceled. But when the illusion is gone and there's this sense of peace, I mean, it really was about, that's cool, man. All right, let's just put on a show of the moment. And, you know, talking about the elixirs, talking about the New York pod, having Pilot come in for a few minutes, talking about Kundalini. There's just such a sense where you can't fail. You know, you just live in the moment and you ride it. And I mean, I'm looking at the chat room. I'm truly honored that like I said, I know a lot of you follow Christina and you stayed, which is I'm touched, because that just touches me. All of this whole experience is just touching me. So I'm really enjoying this. And let's go to the switchboard, see if anybody's 406. Here, I don't know if that was Robin or not.
Yeah, that was me. I failed to hang up.
Oh, okay. I just undid you because I was like, I don't remember the number, so I can mute you again. You're welcome to stay on. I just didn't know, love.
Okay. No, I am going to go back.
Oh, okay. No worries. No worries. I'll put you
all
back
right.
on mute. It's all good. Thank you for sharing your energy with us tonight.
No problem.
Yeah. Okay. So, yeah, Blog Talk Radio doesn't want to mute anything. My little thing. So I think Robin just hung up, so that will probably take care of that. And Candy, I like Almin too, plus Sophia. Ah, indeed. I feel very blessed that we have Sophia on a monthly basis. Me and Sophia, because one of the things I was excited about is, it's like if I do the work with Almin, Sophia helps bring it into a whole new perspective. Almost she grounds it into my physical being with an understanding, and her verbiage and her vocabulary so resonate with me that I really love the way all of us become filters for this this experience. I'm very sorry that Sophia wasn't here. In fact, what's interesting about this, though, is she is in, she's in Providence, Rhode Island, and actually asked me to come to come meet her in person. And, you know, I had said, well, you know, October 1st, I don't have anybody planned for the show right now. Perhaps we'll ask Sophia if she wants to come on, since it didn't happen, and we'll actually be sitting across the table from each other. And Kimmy's leaving. Oh, bye, Kimmy. Sleep well, love. Or are you saying goodnight to Dream? I say never mind. Don't mind me. See, the chat room is all Trisha. But I would love Trisha, come back on. Unmute yourself, because you know, I want someone to talk to.
Hello?
Hello.
Hey.
Hey. So,
what would you like to talk about?
Anything, everything, all of it. What about you want to share some of your experiences with the IAM class? I mean, it does seem all things Almeen tonight, so.
Well, the big thing with the Almeen class, at least for me, has been it's made me kind of really look at kind of how I view things, how I think about things, because it's all about the breaking down of the illusions. So, like, when you read some of this stuff and you go, and, of course, some of it I read and I go, huh? And I have to reread it, and then sometimes I go back and I reread it again, and then occasionally some things, you know, the light bulb goes off, and I'm like, oh, now I get that.
Right.
But for me, most of it's been, you know, really thinking about how I talk, how I think, how I feel, and kind of making me relook at all of that.
Yeah. Yeah, it's amazing because
yeah.
One of the things Almeen said, all her books, all her websites, everything she produces is literally for the removal of illusion.
Yeah, I get that. Yeah,
and it's like, because it's so amazing. My experience with her, and because the I Am class, it was funny. There was a woman there. I don't remember names. It's like, and I had lost the name tags that I had bought, and Almeen basically said that, you know, you lost them because we're not here. We're here to go beyond identity, and what was so interesting is. See, the minute I start thinking about this stuff, I go into an expanded state, and then it becomes hard to speak. it really does. But the removal of illusion is such a powerful space because underneath the illusion, we're all extremely expanded beings. I mean, this is not something we have to earn or become or activate. This already is. Now we're just moving everything from us that tells us we're not, which is really quite a, when you think about it, it's like, you know, God, doesn't that sound simple? And yet most of the teachers on the planet today are trying to tell us that there's some place we need to get to. Almeen will tell you everything is, there's no forward movement. There's no linear time. There's no space. It's like timelessness and spacelessness is a concept that says we're already in everything, of everything. We are the isness of life. And it's like to experience that, you know, she'll tell you she's written, I think she's up to like 26 books in 4 months. With the average of, you know, 180 to 200 pages per book, information that's never been brought on the planet before. So it's not like she's reading this someplace else and then just reconfiguring it in her perspective. She is bringing in information that's never been here before, the unknowable, not the unknown, but the unknowable. She'll tell you, I teach that which I don't know. And it's like, this is not just Almeen. We all have the capability of becoming this, you know, what she calls the hollow bone. And it's like, I think about that, and it's like, there's so much conditioning for me. Like, she talked a little bit about, there's three, Kimmy, help me out with this if you can, even if it's just online. Okay, there were three divine feminine races, Judaism, Native American, and the Armenians. I believe that's what she said. And it was really interesting because the two that I resonate with clearly is I was raised Jewish, and I'm Native American by choice, not by birth. But I found it so interesting that those were two philosophies and cultures that they're feminine cultures, yet if you look at those cultures, they are so divided in that their men sit on one side of the room, so to speak, and the women sit on the other side. I know you're not – oh, no, of course, Robin, please. I know you're not asking me, but right now my biggest illusion has to do with my feet, and I want to find out what that means. What did you see?
Candy D had wrote, what's the biggest illusion you see?
Oh, I see, I see. I just saw that. Okay, okay. Yeah. Anyway, so
– Healing is calling in.
Oh, are you calling in? She's on the line. Let me get her.
She's on the line.
Yeah, there she is. There's my girl. Kimmy! Thank you, Kimmy. Because this is good stuff. Let's share this stuff. What was it she was saying about those three? And listen, in the chat room, please feel free to continue talking. What, you know, this is the beauty of Blog Talk Radio. The chat room can be in one space and the air can be on the other. So I'm totally cool with all this. Was Armenian the third?
I think it was. I've definitely been losing my memory since the class. Like,
yeah.
I would have to go look at my notes to remember that part.
But it was, they were feminine races?
Yes.
It was that.
Feminine.
Well, because, okay, so let's deal with the two that I know it was Judaism and two out of the three were Judaism and Native American, because what's so interesting is if you look at both of those races, okay, they clearly had a separation thing going. I mean, if you go to a Kabbalah center, to this day, they'll have the men sit on one side and the women sit on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
And what was interesting also is about these two cultures also had tremendous, like, hardship come to the race. And that is, you know, definitely indicative of, I guess, cultures that were separating that which should have stayed together.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that, because Almin will tell you, anything that can be divided is an illusion.
Right.
So the minute you start separating men on one side and women on the other side, you've just entered the game of illusion. You can't, the truth can't, because first of all, we're not gender. Gender is an illusion, because anybody you talk to, that most of the people that channel, will call themselves a we or an
right.
us.
Mm-hmm.
Because there is no gender when it's just energy. It was just part of, I guess, you know, the polarity in order to experience that which we aren't. But, you know, so I don't know how I got on this kick.
I don't know either. That's a subject that I don't remember too much about. It was so intense.
It was. Can you share your experiences from the pod? Or the, you know, well, you're not in the IEM course yet, or the elixirs, anything you want to share.
The elixirs, that's my new favorite album. I just can't get enough of it. I love it. I love it. I was very pleasantly surprised when I heard them. The class, like you said, when you're in it, you don't realize really what, I mean, like, you know it's intense.
Right.
And then when you leave, I mean, I drove home. I drove home from New York. It only took me 2.5 hours somehow.
Yeah, you literally.
It should have taken me 3 or 4.
Yeah.
And I got home, and so, as soon as I stepped out of my car, everything was different. And I'm having trouble with my memory. I am definitely forgetting everything. I'm definitely living more in the present moment. It's different. All my senses are heightened. I can hear a lot better. My awareness is definitely expanded. And normally, you know, I've done a lot of different things. And normally I'll go through a shift and it'll last a couple of days. It feels different. It feels more electric. This is very different. I'm very, very much at peace.
Yeah.
I'm very calm. I feel very centered. I'm very aware of a big change in myself, but it's nothing that I could really put my finger on.
Yeah, I totally get it.
I'm much more aware of my power.
Oh, nice.
in my in being a creator. So
that's what I also got. I mean, I'm telling you, I came home and created New York when I came home from Tampa.
Yeah, it's really profound, and it's something that it can't really be put into words.
It is beyond the human language.
It really is. It's like I fell in love with Almeen this weekend. I mean, she's just an incredible being, and I just love her. I love her work, and I found my teacher. I didn't know I was looking for a teacher until I met her.
Yeah. Oh, that's beautiful. Yeah.
Yeah, she's amazing, and the work is amazing, and I'm so happy that I can be part of this because we are helping the cosmos by doing this work.
Literally. Literally. And that's what's, I mean, I don't even, you know, that's another piece of it that, I mean, it's like the cosmos becomes indebted to you when you go to these pods, and it pays you in accelerated consciousness.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
that definitely happened.
It really does.
It happened.
I mean, and what's interesting is it will unfold. It's like, because people are like, okay, so... you know, what does it mean to have accelerated consciousness? And, like, I find that you can't put your finger on it, but because I did Tampa, because I've done another pod, I can tell you that accelerated consciousness, which also equates to accelerated awareness, I'm willing to take creative risks where I wasn't willing to do that before, which means all of a sudden the journey seems to open up much wider than prior to, you know, I mean, I had fear of the water and fear of my body image, but there were other, like, little fear things. Like, and I can't even put my finger on them. I just know that I don't have them anymore.
Yeah. Well, she does take us, I mean, we went through some processes, and I can't remember, what exactly was it that we were writing down? There were 48 things.
We wrote down,
well, whatever it was.
Wait, self-sabotage? Was it the self-sabotage?
Something like that. It brought up things in myself that I thought that I had healed. And it was very emotional. A lot of people, I mean, the tissues were just going around the room.
Yeah.
And it, I mean, we all released a lot during this pod.
Yeah.
A lot of emotional stuff that was holding us back. I mean, on so many levels, I understand that what we were releasing in ourselves, we were helping release for everyone else.
Well, I mean, especially the whole, I mean, I was born in New York. I live in Connecticut. I'm 50 minutes away from Manhattan. I love New York. I mean, how do you not love New York, even if you've never been? But I'll tell you, New York has gotten heavy since 9/11. Because, I mean, there was a time in my life where I would date out of New York. My cousin lived on 28th and Park. And, you know, I found myself frequently in New York, like every couple of months I would look to date there. You know, I'd go on the dating sites and I'd look for guys there because I love New York. I love the energy of it. After 9/11, I can probably count on one hand how many times I've been there, and not out of fear, just was never really drawn to go there, except for there were certain post 9/11 things I did. And then it's like for me, there was just this like disconnect for me that I no longer got excited about going to New York. And I'll tell you, when I went there for the pod, and then you get the perspective from Almeen, which is really a behind the illusion scenes. Here's the best way to explain this without, you know, sounding crazy. Science fiction and science fact, I'm not quite sure where that line is. And all I know is, New York has become a heavy space, or at least it was prior to the pod. And it's like, it was really a bizarre experience, because for me, by Sunday night, when Almin left the room that, you know, we were doing the pod work in, and it was the end of the thing, there are other pods where, you know, we'd play music and dance and celebrate. And for me, I literally got pack, go. I mean, everybody kind of looked at me. Dawn followed Almin out of the workshop area, back up to her room. I didn't even know what to do with myself. It's like I literally had this like huge trigger of I need to go, and I need to go right now. I mean, that was the only real point in time in the pod where I felt like, well, no, actually, Sunday morning, too, I woke up and was like, whoa, this is just like, this is a heavier pod than I experienced in Tampa. But, you know, I want to be clear that the heaviness is my stuff. This is not, you know, it's all an illusion. I mean, that's what, it's just coming out of me. It's like, whoa, it was just kind of bizarre stuff for me.
Well, as you know, I witnessed it in other people, too. There are people going a little wacky after the end of the pod.
Yeah.
Did shake up a lot of stuff.
Yeah, it does.
But it was releasing it. I think
that's what I want
to continue
exactly.
To release.
Because the releasing says you'll feel it, but the key is you don't put a storyline around it. In other words, I'm pretty blissed out. I mean, I don't even know if it's, I'm just at such a peace. It's like I can tell you, I came home from pod. We were supposed to all go to the chambers. That fell apart. People, like, we had about 13 people signed up by Sunday night. Almost 8 of them had disconnected. And the other 4 were people that were supposed to come to my house. That got canceled. It was all in divine order, because Sunday night I drove home. I went to the chambers by myself. I really wanted to be, A, alone, B, in the woods. And then what was interesting is I normally for the past like 6 months, I've worked one day a week with my nanny gig, maybe every now and then 2 days a week. This week, she called, you know, she leaves me an email. Okay, I need you Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. We have a family up from Germany. There's 2 little kids, a husband, a wife, you know, and I'm like, holy, you know, like, I don't know if I can do this. And, you know, not only was it fine to do it, I mean, my nanny family goes to me, are you okay? And I go, yeah, I'm just different.
Yeah, there's so many people that have been trying to connect with me, and I can't call them back. I'm only seeing whoever I have to see right now. I don't know how long it'll go on, but yeah, I just feel the need for quiet, solitude, and just to be with myself and to integrate.
Well, and it's so funny. I mean, well, indeed, because I told my nanny family, I was like, I said, you know, I'm good. You know, your children are safe. I went, I'm just peaceful, like beyond what, because I'm pretty much, enthusiasm is part of who I am, and I don't believe enthusiasm has left me. I just think I'm reintegrating enthusiasm on a whole new level. That's why when I put pressure on my eyes, It's almost like the internal elevator. I'm on a new floor.
Mm-hmm.
Because what I used to see when I pressed my eyes, which was this literal light show of, you know, geometries that would go, you know, would just kind of be like flashing movement. Now it's this like stationary picture that I have a feeling what's going to happen is it will just start expanding, and I'll be able to see more and more of whatever this is. And like I said, you know, I'm hopeful it's a tablet or something. I mean,
maybe something from the fairy, the cave.
Yeah.
In.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
And so you went out in the woods,
yeah.
And I separately went out into the woods the next day.
Yeah.
And several other people from the pod went out in the woods.
Yeah.
Separate from us.
Yeah. Well, they went to the place where the U.S. Open was. That's where Dawn and Lita and they all went.
and it was amazing.
Yeah.
And what about the trees? Do you want to tell everybody about the trees and singing?
The tree song? Oh, boy. Well, I mean, this is basically what I got, is that if we put our backs, the trees, I mean, you guys know this, anybody who's listened to me in my shows, I love the trees. The trees have healed me since my mother died in 2000. I mean, it's just so clear to me the trees heal. But Almina actually helps you understand what they're doing to heal us. The trees are singing a song into this universe that is literally healing us. And the way to experience this song is by putting your back up against the trunk of a tree and feeling with every cell of your body. She said that the way you'll hear the song is not through your ears, but through every cell of your body. You know, I'll be honest with you, I have had experiences with trees that hands down have, they're like a counter. I have felt a tree hug me, and it was just as significant as a human being hugging me. They're really exquisite beings to play deeply with, you know, and connect deeply with. There really is more to them than meets the eye from a multidimensional level.
And now there's some new trees cropping up, the tuning fork trees.
Oh, talk about that.
What I can't remember exactly. I think that was day one.
Yeah, that was day one.
The trees that are forming, they look, they take on the shape of a tuning fork.
Yes.
And there's usually energy vortexes around them. Also, someone was talking about there's a new form of a dandelion came out too. It was somewhere around.
Oh, right, with Chloe. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, it's like the plant kingdom is literally stepping up to assist us as we step up in our frequencies. Because Chloe is very much involved. She's the dean of the alchemy. Hold on. Radhana, Sophia had to cancel the show tonight due to a emergency where she's staying in Providence, and so we're talking pretty much all things Almin. You're absolutely welcome to stay. I just wanted you to know that Sophia is not on the show tonight. But
well, if we can get her on October, what is it, October 1st?
Well, what do you think? I think that, I mean...
I live right near Providence, so...
Yeah, well, and to be quite honest, if I did the show live, what I'd probably do is hang out at your place and then go home the next day as opposed to driving home at, you know, 10 o'clock at night.
Definitely.
Yeah, yeah, I'm gonna throw it out there because, I mean, we all love Sophia, so, you know, maybe we won't, you know, miss her or, you know, we would have her twice on that month, but who cares? We love Sophia. And she's going to be in Providence, so we can figure everything out. Again, everybody's, you know, we're just all sending our, you know, prayers and our blessings. Because I do find it interesting, like, the woman who was from Germany at the nanny house got, like, this, you know, really high fever last night. And, like, you know, and then this emergency with Christina, I'm going, wow, that's kind of, you know, you just kind of wondered that, you know, are we triggering it? I don't know. I mean, I just find... cool. Stay on then and hang out and be a part of this, indeed. Because this is kind of a free call-in night, too, if you have anything you want to share, anything spiritual, interdimensional, trees, plants. I'm open to all of it. This is really just one big spontaneous experience tonight.
Oh, see.
Oh, there it is.
That's
what is
right.
That? Peachy Pahu? Yeah. You go, Robin. I just love that we have a community here. Indeed.
Is Robin still, can you still talk to her? Did she hang up? I'm curious.
No, Robin is still on.
What side, what foot, what leg of hers is causing her to limp?
Hey, wait. Let me bring her back up. Robin?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
Hi.
Kimmy wants to talk to you about your leg. Go ahead, guys.
Yeah, it was, well, at first it was my left foot, and then today it was more my right. It shifted.
Hmm.
It went back and forth.
So it is your feet.
It is my feet.
What
However,
part of your feet? Is the bottom of your feet?
In the arch area and around the heels.
Okay, yeah, that's what I'm feeling. Well, a lot of times our feet have to do with moving forward, but I'm sensing that you're having some grounding issues. Or perhaps your connection is getting stronger, and that maybe your chakras are adjusting or opening up, and that's why you're having this pain.
Hmm. Okay. Okay.
That's just something I've been feeling about your situation.
Rock and roll, Kimmy.
Yeah, and your cat, I'm sure, is picking it up from you.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Actually, I had hung up, but I did call back in. I just remembered an interesting story I wanted to share.
Oh, outstanding. Share, love. Share, please.
Yeah, thank you, Kim. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I don't think I talked with you at the pod, and where I have a picture, and I just want to know where you were sitting so I can figure out which one you are.
Do you have the group picture?
Yeah, I got one.
Yeah, it's on Twitter. Christina put it up on Twitter.
I'm sitting, if you're looking at the picture,
right next to Almeen.
She's touching my arm. I'm on the left side of her.
Oh, okay. I'm to her left in the speckled moss top.
You're beautiful.
Okay, I remember you. Okay.
Okay. Well, as things would have it, I tootled out of the Crown Plaza to get the shuttle to go to the airport. And I'm standing there, and there was a white van parked out there. Out comes Almeen. She whooshes out, actually. And she heads straight for that white van that was going to take people to the U.S. Open. And she comes back over, and she said, well, good thing I didn't go on that van. I'm glad they stopped me.
Way to take care of her, because I wasn't there. Thank you so much,
Robin. So we got to ride to the airport together. It was so cool. I mean, just a few minutes just being with her. You know,
absolutely.
Kind of sort of privately. And but before we got on, I asked, did we make it? Because at the end of the
yes. Okay.
It was 1,054 levels that was going to be achieved.
Yes.
And so after a few other things happened, she looked at me straight in the eye, down, of course, because I'm short.
You're beautiful.
And she said, yes, it happened this morning.
Wow.
That was Monday morning. So mm-hmm. I wanted to share that and get that out there. I just remembered that. So, and then we got on the shuttle, and the driver asked where she needed to go. And she said Continental Airlines. And then we started moving. She said, yes, I think that's where I have to. And then she gets out her paper and to recheck that's where she had to go.
Oh, she's so precious. God bless
so
her.
So precious. And when she got off, she held my hand. You have a nice ride home. And I said, same to you. And then she's just so nice to the driver. Thank you, kind sir. You have a nice day. And you know, it was different seeing her out in, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Life.
Yeah, I got that same feeling when I picked her up at the airport. Because
yeah.
Just so you know, Robin, too, when I was in Tampa, I had like a 3-minute ride with her up an elevator.
Oh, yeah?
I believe that there was some sort of exchange that happened, and it's what helped me create New York, was that 3-minute ride up the elevator.
Wow.
Yeah.
Just being in her presence is going to open you up.
Absolutely.
It was Anne that went up to have, she did some interview with her for a little while, and she came down and she said she didn't even know where to walk. She was very disoriented after just spending, like, I don't know how long, 15 minutes or something with Almeen. I mean, she'll just blow your chakras wide open, and, she's a tuning fork.
She is a tuning fork. I mean, she removes illusion. That is what the Toltec Nagual part of her is exactly that. I mean, well said, Kim. Really. She is a tuning fork. She is, yeah.
On the head. That's exactly it.
That is.
And I had a short elevator experience in New York with her and Simon. And we
were nice.
And I went there, and I thought, all of a sudden, I couldn't remember if I had to go up or down. And I almost went in the down one, and then I said, oh, no, I have to go up. So I got to go in the up one with Simon and Almeen. And then inside the elevator, Almeen said, yes, when you're going up, you really are going up.
Exactly. We are rising beyond, 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 my friends. I so recommend looking into Almeen's work. I mean, I really, if you're loving Sophia's work, I mean, she really is, she's an expansion of something. I mean, if you like the fairies and the elves and the dragons and, you know, anything mystical. There you go, Tricia. Good girl. Spiritualjourneys.com. I'm telling you, there are testimonies all over the planet by this exquisite teacher. And it's so funny because anybody else who you work with, it won't be negated. You know, you'll just find that you'll see things just, I don't know, from a beautifully, like the Crimson Circle would call it, from Angel's Peak. That's what I feel like, you know, after experiencing the pod and all that. Now, Robin, are you in the I Am course?
Yeah.
Can you share how that experience has been with you or for you?
Well, I'm behind, sorry to say.
Well, we were in the pod, so I get that.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. And I'm still even haven't done the 144 Illusions ceremony yet, but I'm real close. It'll probably be this weekend. So, and then I have the several next ones to do. But as far as the information,
there's a lot of people, just so you know, that haven't done it. Don't it comes in divine time.
Mm-hmm. I understand.
Truly, okay, yes, indeed. Because there's clearly things in this course, like the 144 Illuminations, just when they came out in the first month.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know about you, but I was experiencing holographic experience, like. You know, I'm going through car chases, and it's showing up in the illuminations. And I'm having experiences, personal relationships, and it's showing up in the illuminations. It's like I just felt like for the first time in my life, school became life, and here was a teacher that was holographically teaching me.
Yeah, isn't that wonderful?
Oh, it was profound. I'm just curious if other people are having that as well.
Yeah, I'm sure they are at various levels. I've read through a lot of it several times, and some of it I've only touched on once. And I'm guided where I need to go, it seems like, or I am guiding myself where I need to go.
Indeed. You're rocking the free world.
Yeah.
I'm loving it. This is what it is. I'm telling you, all day long I kept going, what is the show going to be like tonight? Because for me, I've been doing radio for 3 years, and I was telling, was it you, Kimmy? Or I don't know if it was Trish. I was talking to somebody right before the show was on, and I'm going, I'm a little nervous because I wasn't wanting to speak. You know, it's like, well, you know.
Yeah, you're talking to me because I know the feeling.
Yeah. And yet, ironically, you know, without Sophia here, you know, it's like the universe goes, no, but we do, it's time. Speak. And now that I have, I mean, I'm just, I'm flowing with it. You two beautifully showed up. Trisha is a doll. You know what I mean? Everything just kind of stepped into place. We downloaded some, because inevitably by next week I'll have all 18 sound elixirs downloaded, because, I mean, I've always wanted my show to be a healing experience. And, I mean, because Almeen said, for me and Alan, play the sound elixirs on your show. She absolutely, you know, she said, with all her blessings, put them out there. Of course, give, you know, credit where credit is due, angelsoundhealing.com. These are Almeen, you know, they're coming through Almeen, and they're not Almeen's creation, they're coming through Almeen. And they're divine, and, you know, it's dissolving illusion. I mean, hey, if you got to do something,
Why not do that?
Why not do that, right? There's a lot of things we could do on the planet and with a radio show, and I think, you know, dissolving illusion, you know, for a couple hours every Thursday night. I mean, I'm always thinking, boy, we could just, if I could, I should play them low, you know, just have them on while the show is on.
Background, yeah, that might work.
Yeah.
And you know, how a song tends to stick in your head after, when you hear one, you can't get it off your mind all day. I've had, like, Joyful Dragon stick with me, and I'm playing it in my head. So
yeah, it's my favorite. Yes.
Another form of downloading there. So, and all the tones are there. They're right there.
Yeah, and because Trisha said the same thing. She hears the elixirs in her head. Candy, I will go out with an elixir. I actually only have two downloaded right now, so we're going to go out with Joyful Dragon. But Trisha's saying hers is Tales of the Griffin. I mean, you know, they're $18, everybody. They're $22 if you buy them with the Bel Vespitat healing modality. They're like $17.95, I believe, if you just buy the elixirs. I can't even tell you. You take a walk down the road. I mean, you're dissolving illusion. Illusion is such a major reason why we have chaos in our life, because underneath it's Trish is dreaming in the elixirs.
Wow.
Yeah.
I haven't done that yet.
Yeah, well, I know. I play them at night, and when I wake up, I have a metallic sound in my experience. I just hear it inside me. It's the same thing the Holosync used to do, that the elixirs, it's like a liquid metallic. I don't know what it is. I just know I've experienced it in other spaces.
That's interesting, because I went on the forum on School of Arcana.
Okay.
And I noticed that Jennifer Maeve had made a comment about how I think she was listening to the sound elixirs, and then she noticed that she had a metallic taste in her mouth.
I can't believe it. Trisha talked about an Italian taste, and I said, yep. And I went, somebody else, I've read that somewhere, I've heard that somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, I think what Almin says, see, it's so funny, you're triggered. It is these nanotechnologies coming out of our system, because we're not just dissolving illusion.
This is physical detox.
It's a physical.
These are heavy metals coming out of us, too.
Well, I mean, wow, I wonder if that would affect the mercury in our fillings. Wow. But it is a physical detox listening to these sound elixirs. But that's why, you know, when you read about them and you play them, you know that you don't want to take prescriptions or over-the-counter medicines. You drink lots of water, and you let your body release that which no longer serves you. I mean, it really is as simple as that. And because part of all our feet hurting could easily be these sound elixirs.
Yeah.
You know, it's stuff, you know, it's like in genuine healings, it comes out of us. We don't stop feeling it. We feel it until it's done, you know, processing, and then it's out.
No,
you don't want mercury flowing around you. That's for sure.
Well, but it's in my – I already have it. It's in my filling.
No, I know.
Yeah.
No, Candy D just wrote on the
Oh, good. Oh, gotcha. Yes, I see it as well. Okay, right. No, you don't want it flowing around you, but if it's coming out of you, you don't want to stop that by – you know, you don't want to be going through the detox and then take an Excedrin or something – Or one of these, you know, over-the-counter pills that may have more lead in it, so to speak. You don't want to let go of lead on one end and put it back in on the other. I mean, because, well, see, this is why, I mean, it's so interesting. The New York Pod was such a, you know, science fiction, science fact. I wouldn't begin to even want to share completely what was taking place, because A, I don't have the information complete, and I wouldn't want to scare people.
Right. Well, it's all in the past, and that's what we're supposed to do, is just not go back there. It's done.
Right. Right. Exactly. Exactly. You know, shine the elixirs, share our experiences. I mean, this really, because I'm going to rewrite the whole episode for this, that this is about, you know, the beautiful people of the New York Pod and the beautiful listeners from Christina Sophia's group sharing energy and experiences. And namaste, everyone. It was awesome. Thank you. I'm very glad I stuck with my gut and did the show. I mean, Kimmy came on and Robin came on. You guys are beautiful. We should plan shows like this more often if you're open to it. Who needs pods? Just come on, Goldie's show. All right, well, we got 3 minutes. You girls want to close with a story or a feeling or an experience?
You're going to play an elixir.
I am going to play an elixir. But I want to, give you guys time to close if you have anything to say.
No, I'm complete.
Yeah, you're awesome, babe. Thank you for coming on tonight.
Thanks.
Robin, you too, babe. Outstanding.
My pleasure. Pleasure was all mine.
It was all mine or Almeen?
Almeen, that's what I was thinking.
Wow, that's her name. All
mine. All I thought of that was, yeah, isn't that something?
Wow.
All mine.
Yeah. And she so eloquently shows us that it is all the divine self doing all this, all of it.
Yeah.
Well, it was my pleasure, too. You guys rock. Thank you so much. Chat room people, thank you for sticking in and hanging out and sharing your energy and your insights. Z28, love you. Love you all. I am going to play... we got the last 2 minutes. We're going to go out with a sound elixir. And next week we have Chuck Gallagher, who's the wonderful friend who went to prison, came out and became a motivational speaker. I love you guys. I will see you next week. Take care, everybody. And let me put up my switchboard, and we will go out with Joyful Dragon. Everybody have a beautiful week. Bye now.
Take a